KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 7:05, it's clear and 22 degrees in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 62. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County arrested a man, Villisca, early this morning following a traffic stop. 40-year-old Jason William McCollum of Villisca was arrested at around 3 a.m. for driving while revoked. McCollum was booked into the Montgomery County Jail and held on $1,000 bond. And authorities in Montgomery County reported two arrests late Sunday evening. Deputies in Villisca arrested 46-year-old Matthew Kevin Miller of Villisca at around 7:30 p.m. He was charged with violation of a no-contact order and held without bond in the Montgomery County Jail. And Red Oak police arrested 27-year-old Jacob Nathaniel Forward of Red Oak at around 9:35 p.m. Sunday in Red Oak on a charge of trespass. Forward was being held on $300 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Adams County arrested a Union County man on drug charges late last night following a traffic stop. While the deputy was speaking with the driver, 21-year-old Malik Rashad Lambert of Creston, he detected an odor of marijuana. A consent search of the vehicle was obtained, the result of which was the discovery of a lockbox inside the trunk. The sheriff's canine indicated the presence of narcotics inside the box, and when opened by Lambert, it was found to have contained 158 grams of marijuana and a little more than $500 in cash. Lambert was arrested for possession of marijuana, distribution of marijuana, and failure to affix a drug tax stamp. He was being held in the Adams County Jail on $17,000 bond. Sheriff's deputies in Montgomery County Sunday morning arrested a Taylor County man wanted on a warrant. 37-year-old Hector Antonio Rodriguez Menjivar of Lenox was taken into custody on a warrant out of Clark County for failure to appear on an original charge of OWI first offense. Rodriguez Menjivar was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $1,900 cash bond. Two people were arrested this weekend on separate OWI and assault charges in Montgomery County. Early Sunday morning, 24-year-old Shaney Dellen Scott of Villisca was arrested in Villisca for OWI first offense. Scott was transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where she was being held on $1,000 bond. Saturday morning, deputies of Montgomery County arrested 22-year-old Ridge Ballard of Villisca on a charge of simple assault, as well as interference with official acts. Ballard was brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Police in Red Oak on Saturday arrested a woman wanted on two active Montgomery County warrants for violation of probation. 19-year-old Kara Bell Hale of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 11 a.m. in Red Oak and being held in Montgomery County Jail on $10,000 bond. And the sheriff's officials in Adams County report a woman from Nebraska was arrested Saturday on drug charges following a traffic stop. Kayla Davis of Omaha was taken into custody for possession of a controlled substance and possession of drug paraphernalia. While there are statewide efforts to collect and safely dispose of prescription medications in recent months, as we mentioned previously, Council Bluffs launched its own drug take-back program. Pottawatomie County Sheriff Jeff Danker says a drop-off box in the lobby of the county jail in Council Bluffs was installed in late February and has already been used to collect more than 50 pounds of medications.
We've emptied it twice, and there's both those times it's been pretty close to being full. So it was, it's good that this that the people are using it. We're just glad that they're taking advantage of the fact that it is there and getting these medications out of their homes that they don't need.
Sheriff Danker said the Dropbox is a valuable tool as it provides the public a proper place to toss unneeded prescription drugs, reducing the possibility the medications fall into the wrong hands.
This gives them the opportunity, so if they're cleaning out their medicine chest and they want to be able to dispose of it right away, they can just come down here and drop it off pretty much Monday through Friday from 8 to 4:30, and they can drop it off and be done with it.
The next statewide drug take-back event is a little over a month away. It's scheduled for Saturday, April 30th. Elsewhere in news from around western Iowa, officials in the northwest Iowa county appear poised to change an ordinance that would allow more semi-truck terminals in rural areas. The Sioux City Journal says Woodbury County Board of Supervisors is considering a plan that would apply to small home-occupied businesses. The supervisors will vote on the proposal this week. Woodbury County Planning and Zoning Director John Pilello said the current ordinance prohibits trucks in rural home-occupied businesses from being parked outdoors so they can be seen by passing motorists. The Des Moines Police Officers Burial Association has established memorial funds for the families of two officers killed in a traffic crash on Interstate 80 in Dallas County. The funds were opened at the Des Moines Police Officers Credit Union on behalf of officers Carlos Puente Morales and Susan Farrell. The officers died after their SUV was hit head-on by another vehicle traveling the wrong direction on I-80 west of Des Moines. They had been on the job less than 6 months. A jail inmate they were transporting, 32-year-old Tasha Nicole Hyatt, was also killed. Hyatt was being taken early Saturday morning from Council Bluffs to Des Moines. Police say both drivers and the driver of the other vehicle were wearing their seatbelt, but they don't know if Hyatt was. In the funeral announcements, Donald Arthur Hopp, age 85, of Elkhorn, died Thursday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Donald Hopp will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Gage Michael Lee Williams, age 14, of Neola, died March 21st at Mercy Hospital in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Gage Williams will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at the Tri-Center Community Schools in Neola. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Colin Tyson Luth, age 39, of Hancock, died Friday at his home. A celebration of life service for Colin Luth will be on Wednesday at 2 o'clock at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca. Evelyn Fay, age 91, of Knoxville, died Thursday. Funeral services for Evelyn Fay will be on Friday at 1:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Adair. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. Christine Hanley of Pateau, Oklahoma, and formerly of Adair, died Saturday in Oklahoma. Services for Christine Hanley are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Adair. And Wayne Marlon Mathis, age 72, of Griswold, died Saturday at his home. Services for Wayne Mathis are pending at the Dune Funeral Home in Griswold. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.